Today, we're talking about personal academic websites and the types of information you can include, what pages to have, what to share, and the types of things you can showcase. Welcome to The Social Academic. I'm Jennifer, and on this blog/podcast, I share my top tips for your online presence in the higher ed world. You're probably like, okay, I know I need a website, and I know how it'll benefit my life, but what do I even put on it? What to include on your academic website is totally up to you, and it will depend on how much time and energy you have, not just in terms of creating your website, which is the hard part, but also keeping it up to date. It's more work than you might think. Here is my list of 10 things you can share on your personal website, and I'll talk about why each one helps you. For those of you who want guidance and email support while creating your website, I also have an online training to help. So here are 10 things to share on your academic website. First, your academic bio introduces people to you. So the one thing that all personal academic websites must have is a bio that introduces you to the public. It should talk about who you are and what you're working on now and your general research. And I often recommend this is on the front page, that it's what your audience will see first. People searching for your website are looking to learn more about you and your work, so make it easy for them to find. Two, a friendly headshot makes you approachable to your audience. So including a headshot is a great way to help people remember you and your work. I often recommend that you use the same headshot across the board for publicity, social media, and your website. So while you can do a professional photo shoot, selfies work just as well. A friendly photo of you goes a long way to making you approachable. So remember to smile. Three, link to your CV. Your curriculum vitae should not be the only place that people can learn about your work. How you structure your website, it will be dependent on what you want to include from your CV. And since every academic has a different background, there's no prescriptive, this site works for everyone. You need to include the information that you want people to see from your CV on your website. After all, the text of your document isn't included in Google search. You can also share a link to your CV with a public share link. By the way, be sure your CV is ready for online viewing, and that means removing personal location details and contact details for your references. When we share online, we must also consider our privacy. Four, describe your research. How you outline your research on your website is up to you. Some people create a page for it, others include a short description in their bio. Either way, you want to make sure that your research is approachable. I recommend avoiding jargon and using short paragraphs. For some people, this looks like a page. For others, say if you have multiple books or projects, it's a series of pages that share what it's all about. Five, share your publications. So sharing your publications on your personal academic website is a great way to get more readers. It also helps create connections between your work and where it's hosted. When you share a publication on your website, be sure to include the details and a link. And I recommend a short description or abstract, especially for paywalled publications. This will help people understand what your research is about and what they can get for it from themselves. Do not offer to send copies by request on your personal website unless you have written permission from your publisher. While ResearchGate and academia.edu are getting by, you don't want to open yourself up to copyright issues on a personal site. Web hosts tend to take copyright violations seriously. Six, highlight your teaching statement. Teaching is a great thing to showcase on your personal website because it's part of your online audience, is your students. There are so many things that you can include here. It really deserves its own post. I'm adding it to the social academic list right now, but here are just a few things of teaching related things that you can include on your webpage. You can share current and past courses, include course descriptions, showcase student work and sample assignments, talk about your teaching practices or philosophy, and link to syllabi. So seven is publicize your speaking engagements. Academics attend and speak at a lot of conferences and meetings, sometimes lectures or keynotes, public talks, the list goes on. Whatever your upcoming event, sharing it on your website is a great way to get the word out and get people in those seats. If you have somewhere to direct people to that's easy to read and conveys the information people need to actually decide if they'll go, well, that's amazing. Most people link directly to the conference event page when they're sharing a speaking engagement on Twitter, and it's actually often a lot of information or not enough at all. You have control over the details when you share on your own website. So for upcoming speaking engagements, I like to include a short description to help people make the decision that's right for them. To attend or not is often in the details. 8, direct your audience. One thing a lot of people forget they can do with a personal website is direct visitors to the things they care about most. Whether you're an editor of a journal or a committee chair for your scholarly association, you can introduce people to the work you do outside of research and teaching. 9 is create a contact form. How hard is it to find your email address to get in touch? For many academics, it's buried on a faculty profile along with a never-answered office voicemail. What should people get in touch about? It's a question not everyone asks themselves. Do you want to hear from editors or conference organizers? Do you want to book speaking engagements? Do you want to network and meet people in your field? A contact form is a great way to have a bit more control over that process. It lets people know how they can get in touch with you and makes you more approachable than someone who just shares their email address. Academics complain about email all the time. Sometimes that results in not getting in touch because we don't want to bother someone. Including a contact page or contact form that invites people to get in touch is much more approachable. 10, get social. Sharing your social media profiles on your website is a great way to network. You see, not everyone likes all social media platforms. Oftentimes, it's helpful to connect with people where they want to connect. A social links menu can include your social media profiles in a streamlined way. Some people prefer sharing a widget or embedding their Twitter or Instagram feed. Whichever is right for you will help your audience get in touch. And it often leads to better networking or conversations because if people can find your social media through your website, they'll already know a bit about you from your bio. And you can create a website with me. Here we go. Whew, that was a lot. And now that you're thinking about all the things that you can include, and some of these were very broad categories, you're probably wondering how to go about it. And of course, save time and energy. Well, there's so much to think about: the writing, the headers, search engine optimization, not to mention graphics. A personal academic website has a ton of benefits, but it's a lot of work. Those blog posts you might have seen that are like, build your website in 1 hour, let's just say they won't be very good. An effective website, one that works for you long term, takes time and energy. I have a training to help. You can learn more about your create your personal academic website in the notes to this and at the bottom of the blog post itself. So please check it out. And if you have any questions, get in touch. This has been Discover 10 Highlights to Include on Your Personal Academic Website in the New Year. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of The Social Academic. You can find me on social media at HigherEdPR, and please, please, please subscribe before you go today so you don't miss the next article.